Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun. We hope you enjoy.
G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. How do you go with snakes? I have to be quite honest and say I don't go well at all. Snakes really frighten me. When Australia has some of the most deadly snakes in the world, it's probably a good thing to be frightened. Snakes are a part of life in Australia. I read once that Australians are living with a snake or a number of snakes within a few hundred metres of their homes. So there's always a few about. And you'd think that by now, Australians would have their heads around some basic rules about living with snakes. But it seems to me that every year there's always a report of people being bitten by snakes. And tragically, some of those bites are fatalities. So in this podcast, I thought it'd be a good chance to brush up on a few of the rules for living with snakes. After all, we can make life a lot easier if we follow a few of the basics. You have to remember that snakes are animals that like to find somewhere sheltered and safe to live. They don't like exposed areas with little cover or shelter. Snakes are a pretty tasty meal for a lot of our birds of prey, and even for feral animals on occasions. So if they can't find somewhere sheltered, they tend to keep moving. So that basically means you need to keep the environment around your home clean and tidy. Long grass, overgrown gutters around your gardens, piles of timber, wood and iron, they'll make really secure hiding places for snakes, and they can move in, at least for a little time, or even if it's pretty secure, on a permanent basis. I often see pictures people share of snakes curling up in boots or in children's toys left out overnight or hiding out in sheds. And I guess pretty much anywhere that provides shelter for a snake should be looked at and treated with a bit of caution. But more importantly, it means don't leave stuff laying around your yard and clean up around your sheds and around your home. If you can keep the grass short and have nothing laying around, well, it's much less hospitable for a snake and it's probably more likely then to want to keep moving to somewhere that's safer and happier to live. Accompanying that is the opportunity to have a feed. Snakes have to eat, and they are ideal predators for rats and for mice and for frogs. Bigger snakes, they'll have an attempt at larger animals like chooks, and I've even seen them have a go at small dogs or even cats. So certainly some of those big pythons that you see around, they look at a little dog as a potential meal. If your place provides a home for small animals like rats and mice, then I reckon you're definitely attracting snakes into your yard rather than discouraging them. So in that case, you really need to think about getting rid of rats and mice from around your place and around your sheds. So much of the discouragement of snakes from moving in around your home can be really done with general housekeeping around your yard. And you can do that particularly by cleaning up around your chook sheds and around your aviaries if you keep birds. Much of the discouragement of rats and mice can be done with general housekeeping around your yard, particularly if you're feeding chooks or aviary birds. Put your feed into metal bins with lockable lids to keep the mice out. Clean up spilled grain or feed from around your sheds or under your silos. Removing the feed, along with keeping everything tidy, works to drive off the rats and mice, and it helps discourage snakes from hanging about looking for an easy meal. Around your home, think about fittings under your doors. If you can block off under your doors with rubber strips, that will help stop snakes wanting to come into your house, as well as keeping your house yard and around the veranda free of rubbish. All of these things makes your home less appealing for snakes looking for somewhere safe and quiet to hide. As well as these basic housekeeping rules, you need to think of your behaviour around snakes. Snakes are not actually aggressive unless they're provoked or threatened without the chance to escape. And I reckon it's better to try and let them go and watch where they go. Then I can avoid them, they can avoid me, and no one gets hurt. But for many people, the initial reaction to snakes is to try and kill it. Well, there are plenty of reasons why this isn't the cleverest move. Firstly, it's illegal to kill Australian wildlife. Secondly, and more pressingly, if you try and catch or kill a snake as an untrained catcher, you increase your chance of being bitten by about 80%. And personally, that's a risk that's far too high for me to want to take. If I told you you had an 80% chance of being hurt doing something else, I reckon you wouldn't try it. So why would you try and do it with a snake that's highly venomous? The last thing to think about is what was a snake doing? If it was just passing through the yard, or if it lives in the paddock, it's not really hurting anyone. And in fact, it's probably doing you a lot more good because it's keeping rats and mice down, particularly in a paddock. Snakes don't go out of their way to attack cattle, or horses, or sheep. They're far too big a meal for a snake to even want to bother about. So it's not really in your interest to go and kill it just because you can see it. My big tip to you is keeping your house yard and around your sheds clean and tidy, and less attractive for rats and mice, and less attractive for snakes. Around your home, clean up around your rockeries and think about those areas that look like a good home for a snake to have a stop in or to move in on a permanent basis. If you can get rid of those, your home will be much safer. The other thing to think about is the common sense rules you need to have to avoid being bitten. Snakes are often on the move after dark, looking for frogs or for other prey animals. So if you're walking around at night, take a torch and put on some boots. I was working on a place at St George in Queensland and remember the jackaroo being yelled at for walking across the lawn in bare feet. The next night when we went out, there was a big snake sliding across the lawn exactly where he'd been walking. I'll never forget that, and I'll always make sure I wear boots. Remember, don't ever put your hand where you can't see it. Don't put your hand into holes or openings. If you startle a snake and it feels threatened, you'll end up bitten. And if you're working in areas that would provide potential habitat for snakes, it's probably best to wear gloves, long sleeves and trousers, as well as boots. And people always ask me why, even in summer, I wear boots and jeans. Well, a few years ago, I was helping my cousin move irrigation pipes, and a big red-bellied black snake came out of the end of the pipe I'd just moved. We both ran off in different directions, but after that, I don't take the risk. If you are bitten, try and remember to stay completely calm and not panic. It's probably a lot easier said than done, but panic makes your heart race and the venom will move through your body much more quickly. The thing to remember is to apply a bandage and don't make it so tight that you cut off circulation. If you can keep a couple of broad bandages in the glove box of your ute or with you when you're out working, use those to bind along the limb starting at the bite area the same pressure you would as if you had a sprain. Bandage down the limb and go back up the entire limb and over the bite area. You really want to try and stop the venom spreading through the body. And if it's easier, bandage over the top of the clothes. Don't try and cut off jeans or trousers if that was really a concern. You have to make sure that you stay immobile, lay down and stay completely still until help arrives. Don't put your arm or your leg up or attempt to walk or run because any movement will encourage the venom to spread through the body. Don't try and catch the snake. The last thing you want is an annoyed snake trying to bite you again. The hospital do the ID of the snake species, and they can do it through blood or even through samples from venom from around the bite area. So don't wash the wound off. And forget that whole rubbish about cutting the wound and sucking the poison out. It's the worst thing you can do besides getting bitten in the first place. Cutting spreads the venom into the bloodstream, and it'll probably cause more serious injuries than the snake bite itself. Make sure you call for help and just stay down and wait for help to come. I really hope you never have to use this first aid knowledge. I do hope you look around your house and your yard and around your sheds and think about ways to make your yard less appealing for snakes and hopefully keep you out of harm in the first place. Now, if you do want to get in touch and discuss this podcast or any of the Rainer Reckon series, you can always send an email to me through the Rainer Ag website, www.rainerag.com.au. The webpage has plenty of useful production information while you're there. You can like Rainer Ag on Facebook or send me a tweet at alrainer302. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.